Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Yud, Sukkah 10, and on the bottom of Yud Amanaf, on the bottom of 10a, we come to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about the manner in which you spread a sheet in the Sukkah, and it disqualifies the Sukkah, or under certain circumstances, it could be kosher. So it says our Mishnah, Piris alas sadin mipneachama, if a person spreads out a sheet in a Sukkah on account of the sun, he doesn't want the sun to come into the Sukkah at all, otachtel, or he spreads it not on top of the roof, but underneath the roof, mipnea nesher, so that the leaves don't drop down onto your food. Oh, Piros agabi akino, for if he sets up like a bed which has four posts and he puts the sheet on top of it like a canopy, psua, under those circumstances it's going to be disqualified, and the reason is because the sheet is not kosher schach, it's not acceptable schach because it's a finished product, and also for the canopy it's no good because it's going to be an interruption, a tent between him and the roof of the Sukkah and the Schach. Of a pores who algabi naklid amita, but he can spread out the sheet on naklid amita, which are, let's say, two poles that are connected in the middle of the bed, one on each side of the legs, and he places it on like a slant. So that's going to be okay because on the top it doesn't have a width of a tefach, of a hand breadth, and so therefore that circumstance is okay. So in our Gemara says, Amar of Chisso, lo shana, when do we learn this law that if you spread out a sheet under the Sukkah, it's disqualified? El Mnei HaNeshar, only if you're spreading out the sheet on account of Mnei HaNeshar, on account of the leaves, that you don't want the leaves to fall in. Avol Na'oza Kishera, but if you spread it out for beauty, that you want to make it as decoration, and then it's going to be, it doesn't have the name of like a roof, and then it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, well, Pshita Mnei HaNeshar Tanan, it's obviously that it's only disqualified if you're spreading it out to protect you from the leaves. That's what our Mishnah says. No, the Gemara says, no, Ma'o de Tema, we might have said, Hu adin dafilu in Ausa. I might have said it. It's even going to be disqualified if you're spreading it out for the beauty of the Sukkah. V'hai de katani mnei nashar. And the reason why it says, because only on cause of the leaves, or chatamil sakatani, that maybe the Mishnah is just talking in the normal manner that you usually spread out for the leaves. Kamash Malan. So therefore, Rav Chis is teaching us to know that on account of the leaves, it's going to be disqualified. But if you spread out for beauty, it's going to be kosher. Gemara says, Lema Misaile. Maybe we could have a proof for Rav Chisda from a Braisa. Where does the Braisa say? Sicha Kehochasa. Let's say you made the Schach on the Sukkah in a kosher manner, v'itra, and then you beautified it, bikramen, with, let's say, beautifully woven garments, ubesedin and hamitsuyarin, and with also sheets that have designs in them. V'talabai goes in, shkedim, afrasikin, v'rimonim, prechile anavim. And also, if you hung up in the Sukkah or on the sheets, you hung up nuts or almonds or apricots or pomegranates or clusters of grapes, vatar shel shibolin, and clusters of stalks of grain, like a crown to make it look beautiful, or yeno shmanim uslosos, or you hung in the Sukkah wine and oil and flour in beautiful utensils. All of these things are going to be muktza because they're set aside for the slach, so you can't take the food from them on Sukkahs, and asr was topic, man. You're not allowed to use them because they're disqualified. Ad motzi yom tova achron shel chag. You can't use them until the end of the festival. Im his noem, but if you use them prior to the holiday, if you made a stipulation that I'm hanging them but I intend to use them, then hakol afitano. Then you made such a stipulation and you can benefit from them. So anyway, we see from here that you're allowed to hang sheets under the slach in order to be beautified the Sukkah. And so this therefore is a proof for Rav Chisda that the Sukkah is not disqualified. So this is exactly a proof for Rav Chisda that the sheets only disqualify if it's there for leaves or for heat. But as a decoration, it's not going to disqualify the Sukkah. The Gemara says, no, this braisa is not going to be a proof for Rav Chisda because Dilma Minatzad, who says that you're hanging it underneath the slach? Maybe you're hanging it on the side by the walls, and so therefore it's not going to be a proof for Rav Chisda. So the Shlah makes the point that since the Tana of this Braisa goes out of his way and mentions all the different types of decorations of the sukkah, he says karamin, he says sedinin, he says all these different fruits, all these different flour, oil, wine, he goes into it. So all this is not necessary, because he could have just said in an abbreviated manner, any decorations in the sukkah are prohibited to actually use them until after the holiday ends. But says the Shla, we can learn from even the common conversations of the Torah scholars. And what do we learn from here? That this was their practice to do these things, that they used to hang in the sukkah all these beautiful things in order to demonstrate the mitzvah of the sukkah, of how much they loved it, and to get the most beautiful decorations and designs. And so therefore, he says it's the appropriate thing to do that, and whoever makes more decorations is appropriate and is beautiful. So that is what the Shla says. However, earlier the Sefer Chassidim said differently. He said many people hang beautiful things in the sukkah. Sefer Chassidim is writing several hundred years before the Shla. He says many people hang beautiful things in the sukkah, and he says, why do you do that? It could cause all problems, mistakes, that people can rip something off, the children could eat the fruits, and so therefore the Sefer Chassidim warns against it. And so we see two different approaches within the Rishonim about whether or not putting more and more decorations is a beautiful thing or not. The Sefer Chassidim is concerned, but the Shla, as most people follow the Shla in this, says that it's a beautiful thing to hang more and more decorations in your sukkah.